This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Avengers Endgame's dominant run has been snapped by John Wick Chapter 3, which debuted with a $55 million opening weekend. That's pretty amazing because it's almost double the $30 million opening for John Wick Chapter 2. This was the best opening weekend for Lionsgate since 2015. Congrats, guys. You can all keep your expense accounts. For now. You know Constance Wu's swear word-laden tweets after her sitcom Fresh Off the Boat was renewed for a sixth season? Well, Wu had been working on a movie, You and Me Both, for years. It was slated to go into production after Hustlers, which Wu just finished filming with Jennifer Lopez and Cardi B. She was slated to play an addict in search of her mother. Oh well, guess mom will have to wait. The Game of Thrones series finale ratings were staggering. The conclusion of the mega-hit fantasy series drew 19.3 million viewers, overtaking the previous series high of 18.4 million viewers that was set just last week. The previous record holder was the season 4 premiere of The Sopranos in 2002. You know, we told you everybody loves medieval nudity. Drake wants his fans to know that his six-pack is all him. He uploaded a photo of himself standing on a hotel balcony, and he looked really chiseled. A person on Twitter said he had received fake ab surgery in Colombia and wasn't fooling anybody. Drake responded by blasting them and insisted that the pic and his abs were real. Hey, he started at the bottom, now he's ripped. Sorry. Nicole Snooki Polizzi is ready to meet her baby boy, so much so that she's annoyed he'll take 2 more weeks to arrive. The talentless Snooki said, quote, "So I just got back from the doctor's office. I'm so annoyed because I've been feeling cramps, and then I went today and he said like another 2 weeks or so," unquote. Poor Snooki. Life isn't fair even when you're on reality TV. Idiot. Ticket holders for an upcoming Cardi B concert won't be liking this. The hip-hop star nixed a scheduled performance at the Spring Bling Festival in Baltimore because she needs more time to recover from plastic surgery. She's been slated to headline the festival but has been told to take off a few weeks while recuperating from liposuction and breast augmentation operations. Nip, suck, brrr. The long-running Fast and Furious franchise has never lacked powerful female characters on screen, but it's totally different behind the camera. No woman has ever directed a Fast and Furious movie, nor has a female screenwriter ever worked on a Fast and Furious script. Michelle Rodriguez agreed to be in number 9, but only after they hired a female writer. Wow, now that's clout. Channing Tatum and Jessie J couldn't keep their hands to themselves at Disneyland this past week. The couple channeled their inner children as they strolled the park hand in hand and jumped on rides including the Matterhorn, Autopia, and Space Mountain. Tatum and Jessie began dating 6 months after he and his ex, Jenna Dewan, called it quits on their 9-year marriage. Yep, let's see how long this one lasts. Kelly Clarkson wants fans to know that, contrary to rumors and tabloid reports, she's not downing weight loss drugs or following any unhealthy eating regimens to get in shape. The singer took to Twitter to slam rumors about her health and wellness. She also called out people who have been making fake accounts and posing as her on social media. Okay, Kelly, you can go back to stuffing your face now. Jay-Z and Timbaland are accused in a lawsuit of sampling a 1969 soul song in their tracks without permission. Ernie Hines, 81, claims that his song Help Me is used in Jay-Z's 98 song Paper Chase, as well as in the 99 Genuine tune Toe to Toe, and Timbaland produced both of them. Gee, what took you so long to sue? Idiot! Arnold Schwarzenegger avoided serious injury after the 71-year-old former governor of California was drop-kicked in the back while at an event in South Africa. The Terminator actor was in Sandton, South Africa, for a sporting event called the Arnold Classic Africa. He got drop-kicked in the back by a nut job while watching a jump rope competition. And he probably will be back. Tough crowd. Bruce Willis threw the ceremonial first pitch in a Philadelphia Phillies jersey to mixed results before the team played against the Milwaukee Brewers. The 64-year-old actor didn't seem to mind when the baseball he threw to Phillies pitcher Aaron Nola bounced, even as the crowd booed. Bruce's girlfriend said the crowd was actually yelling, "Bruce!" Okay, if you say so. Britney Spears told a judge in a closed court session that her father, Jamie Spears, had her committed to a mental health facility this spring against her will and forced her to take medication. Yet she's still talking to him all the time. Well, she's talking to him because he's been gravely ill. Meanwhile, a judge has ordered an evaluation of her care, and her father is still in charge of her finances. Weird family. A night at the Cannes Film Festival didn't go according to script for actress Elle Fanning. She revealed she fainted during an event and seemed to blame it on her dress fitting a little too snugly. The actress tweeted, "Oops, had a fainting spell tonight in my 1950s Prada prom dress, but it's all good," along with the hashtags dress too tight and time of the month. Operation Red Tide. The Trash Bin. Lamar Odom's done some pretty weird things, but in 2004, the NBA champ wore a prosthetic penis to pass a drug test for the upcoming Olympics in Athens. He switched out his own stinky urine with a trainer's clean urine. Odom makes the revelation in his new memoir, Darkness to Light. "There was no way I was going to pass," the former husband of Khloe Kardashian writes of the drug test. Okay, now I've heard everything.
The news wrap-up.
Delta Airlines' test of free in-flight Wi-Fi may shame other airlines into offering it too. Tesla shares dropped after a report says its autopilot system was engaged during a fatal crash. Google's sister company Verily is teaming with Big Pharma on clinical trials. Amazon's Jeff Bezos is fascinated by the recent developments in the auto industry. At what point will Amazon just be running our entire lives?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Aladdin is the king of the box office.
The number one album.
Igor by Tyler, the Creator is the best-selling album in the USA.
The number one app.
And what else would it be? Minecraft.
The number one book.
Howard Stern Comes Again is the best-selling nonfiction book. Baba Booey.
Billie Eilish is only 17 years old and initially gained a following back in 2016 when she released her debut single, Ocean Eyes, on SoundCloud. She caught the attention of record labels Darkroom and Interscope Records and subsequently re-released Ocean Eyes to positive reviews. Then came her EP, Don't Smile at Me, which reached the top 15 in the US, UK, Canada, and Australia and spawned the single Bellyache. Now Billie's debut album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go?, released March 29th, is already the biggest selling album of 2019 so far. Here's Billie Eilish with the song of the week, Bad Guy.
White shirt, now red, my bloody nose sleeping. You're on your tippy toes creeping. Around like no one knows, think you're so criminal. Bruises on both my knees for you. Don't say thank you, oh please. I do what I want when I'm wanting to. My soul so cynical. So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy. Duh.
That was Billie Eilish with the song of the week, Bad Guy. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.